We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. At 6:47, three big things.
Three.
Republican health care plan appears to be dead in the Senate.
Two.
Measles case reported in Wichita.
One.
Wichita police investigate two homicides over the weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita this morning. Well, gasoline prices are down around the low end, $2.09 a gallon, where we're sitting right now. We got right around the $2 a gallon mark before the jump last time, so we'll see how close to it we get this time. But for right now, the low end of the gasoline prices in Wichita, $2.09. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. South wind, pretty mild, 6 to 16 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 76. Wednesday, sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 100. Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees, southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring $5 select appetizers Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for happy hour. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Would you like to win $1,000?
Yes.
Of course you would. We do it four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest. All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word we give out on KNSS, the next one coming up at 7 o'clock, just about 12 minutes from right now.
Ooh.
And keep listening to KNSS each day, weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 5 for your chance to win $1,000. That's quite a bit
That'd be a nice prize to win. Just
yeah.
Listen for your chance. Yeah.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Summer vacations. How far did or will you travel this year? Out of the country? Zero. Nobody's going out of the country. I'm having a staycation, 14%. I'm staying in Kansas, but more than 50 miles away, 14%. And out of state, 71%. There you go, Ted.
That's good. You got to get out of here when you get vacation.
Get a little time off somewhere else.
Scoot.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. It's available on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. And you would love to take that poll, I know. On Wall Street, all markets ended virtually flat Monday. The Standard & Poor's 500 index down a fraction of a point. The Dow shed 8. NASDAQ Composite gained just under 2 points. President Trump vowing to boost U.S. manufacturing by cutting the trade deficit with Mexico. Trump says, no longer are we going to allow our other countries to break the rules, steal our jobs, and drain our wealth.
Arriba.
The U.S. Trade Representative has released an 18-page report about its goals for updating the decades-old North American Free Trade Agreement. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is here. He's an expert on free trade.
Buenos dias.
Samsung Electronics says it will recover gold and other metals in the recalled Galaxy Note 7 and retrieve components from the fire-prone phones to reduce wastes. South Korean company says it will likely retrieve 157 tons of gold, silver, cobalt, copper,
what?
And other metals from millions of smartphones that were recalled and discontinued last year after they were found to be prone to overheating. It didn't say how it would use the retrieved metals.
How much gold do you
think
is in
this? There's gold in my cell phone?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, there's probably like 1/100 of an ounce.
I wouldn't say there's much. No.
Makes for a good electrical conductor.
Yes, great. Yeah. Yeah.
I get that.
Water's a good electrical conductor. Maybe you should make a cell phone with water in it.
Or just put your electric heater in the bathtub with you.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Nope.
Don't do that. Don't do this.
Workers at Nissan Motors Mississippi plant will decide August 3rd and 4th whether the United Auto Workers will represent them. Company and the UAW say the National Labor Relations Board has set the election date. That would be a big deal. If they unionize one of those auto manufacturing plants in the South. 651 now, Steve and Ted. Social media and your credit score. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here to tell us all about it, Don.
Well, yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You're an active participant in Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or other popular social media sites. You're probably on MySpace, aren't you?
MySpace, yeah, yeah. MySpace.
Choose your friends wisely. Excuse me? Choose your friends wisely, Stephen. Your friends may affect whether you get your next loan. The Fair Isaac Corporation, FICO, has other tech startups are mining social data to determine lending risks for banks. They also are looking at smartphone records, according to Forbes magazine. Now, most lenders use credit scores to determine credit worthiness, but companies like Lenado look at your Facebook friends and others you interact with frequently. If those people are deadbeats, you may be flagged as being, you know, a big risk too. TransUnion, a credit rating agency, reports that they are not just jumping on the social media bandwagon, but they are adding data from club memberships like Costco, Sam's, and even the Wine of the Month Club that you may belong to. For them, it works both ways. They're not only checking for activity that might signal poor credit, but they also want to target potential good clients for lenders. A German credit consolidation company called Creditech, with a K, uses as many as 8,000 data points to give qualitative analyses of a person applying for credit. They use eBay and Amazon account histories, as well as Facebook associations, to make their recommendations. Another consideration is how you fill out an application. All caps or poor pronunciation could knock your credit score down. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Individual data points may have very little meaning by themselves, but if they are grouped and interpreted properly, they can paint a pretty darn good picture of one's personality, preferences, and how they handle their affairs, according to Spending and Debt. For small businesses, social media can not only help the bottom line, but handling a Twitter or Facebook commercial sites help lenders look at administrative competency, and they pay attention to the social media accounts as part of their business. They are all probably on top of inventories, customer databases, and shipments as well if they are attentive to their social media accounts. So anyway, well, watch out what you do on social media because it may affect your credit score. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Today is National Caviar Day.
Oh, that's a big day for me because I love eating fish eggs.
Caviar is sturgeon fish eggs, not cooked. You know, not like some fried catfish, something that tastes good. I've tried it one time, and I said, man, that is too close to a Central Kansas carp. Okay?
It's actually pretty good.
United States was leading distributor of caviar around the year 1900, producing over 600 tons a year, but then the sturgeon went south or something, and they're not anymore. You think it's good?
I do. I hate to say it, but I love the way the little eggs pop in your mouth when you eat it.
Really?
It's like eating a stack of Pringles.
Okay.
That's one of the greatest things.
Let me ask you a personal question, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever taken a Kansas catfish, taken a sharp knife, and run it from its bottom clear up to its chin?
From its bottom?
And pulled all of its guts out in your hand?
Oh, those are delicious.
Because if you had, you'd never touch caviar. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, no, I've cleaned plenty of fish in my day.
You're just wealthy as all, and you think you have to maintain
it. No, and you talk to Barb, my wife, about she loves it.
She loves it.
We rarely have it.
Well,
when we show up at some hoity-toity party and they've got a little canapes with it on there.
I can't remember the last time we had caviar at one of our parties. How about
Ted's a big caviar fan.
Ted, you big caviar guy? I don't think I've ever had it.
And if
I think if we're talking about Barb's taste in fish, it's probably about the same as her taste in men. It's something wrong.
Probably something stinky.
Really, really wrong here.
But she caught a whopper with me, I tell you. Yeah,
Thank you, Don. Didn't
want to throw back.
Thank you, Don. All right, 6:56 coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, the latest on Republicans' efforts to overhaul health care.
Catch and release, that's what you like.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.